Welcome to Everything Cha-Ching. I am your host, Jamin Armstead, financial advisor and owner of J. Deshaun Financial, where your goals are born to succeed. J. Deshaun Financial is where I work with you to help you reach your financial goals. If you have questions or concerns about retirement and college planning, investment strategy, or protecting your family and assets with life insurance, then I am definitely your man. Please visit my website at www.jdeshaunfinancial.com. That's J-D-I-S-H-O-N financial to learn about all of these services and more. All right, y'all, it's money time. It's Cha-Ching time. And again, welcome. This is Everything Cha-Ching, the radio show that's going to give it to you real. Tired of having financial questions that seem to never get answered? Tired of having financial goals but not sure where to begin or what products to even use? Tired of wanting more out of life but not sure how to take it to the next level? Well, sit back, relax, and enjoy, because it's the mission of Everything Cha-Ching to improve your financial reality today. We're going to cut through the corporate red tape and rhetoric by speaking with subject matter experts from all areas of the financial services industry, sharing easy-to-understand information that will definitely make sense of your cha-ching and get you money motivated. So without further ado, let's go. Today, my special guest is going to talk to us about the power of relationship acquisition. My guest today is Calvay. Now, Calvay is a lifestyle coach and strategist. And what he does is he introduces us to a philosophy of sales without actually selling, okay? And he calls that relationship acquisition. Now, Calvay is an information engineer. From starving artists to successful creative strategists, Calvay is also a contributor to Huffington Post, Influencive, and Authors Unite. He's a hybrid mix of musician, life, business strategist, coach. He's a serial entrepreneur. Now, Calvay's journey began as a musician by the name of Artistic. After selling out a 1,200-seat capacity headlining concert at the tender young age of 18, Calvay then decided to go into the corporate world, acquiring skills from just hustling, Google, University of Phoenix, Dish Network, a lot of leading industries and companies, just to name a few. His passion, man, hold on, man. I'm sorry, dude. That's fucked up. Hold on, man. Dude, I'm struggling today. I can't even lie to you. Hold on. Let me stop it. Welcome to Everything Cha-Ching. I am your host, Jamin Armstead, financial advisor and owner of J. Deshaun Financial, where your goals are born to succeed. J. Deshaun Financial is where I work with you to help you reach your financial goals. If you have questions or concerns about retirement and college planning, investment strategy, or protecting your family and assets with life insurance, then I am definitely your man. Please visit my website at www.jdeshaunfinancial, that's J-D-I-S-H-O-N financial.com to learn about all of these services and more. All right, y'all, it's money time. It's cha-ching time. And again, welcome. This is Everything Cha-Ching, the radio show that's going to give it to you real. Tired of having financial questions that seem to never get answered? Tired of having financial goals but not sure where to begin or what products to even use? Tired of wanting more out of life but not sure how to take it to the next level? Well, sit back, relax, and enjoy, because it's the mission of Everything Cha-Ching to improve your financial reality today. We're going to cut through the corporate red tape and rhetoric by speaking with subject matter experts from all areas of the financial services industry, sharing easy-to-understand information that will definitely make sense of your cha-ching and get you money motivated. So without further ado, let's go. Today, my special guest is going to talk to us about the power of relationship acquisition. My guest today is Calvay. Now, Calvay is a lifestyle coach and strategist, and he's going to introduce us to the philosophy of sales without selling. It's a process that he calls relationship acquisition. Now, Calvay is an inspiration engineer. From starving artists to successful creative strategists, he's also a contributor for Huffington Post, Influencive, and Authors Unite. He's a hybrid mix of musician, life, business strategist, coach, serial entrepreneur. Calvay began his journey as a musician by the name of Artistic. After selling out a 1,200-seat capacity headlining concert at the tender young age of 18, he then decided to go into the corporate world, acquiring skills from hustling, from Google, University of Phoenix, and Dish Network, just to name a few. After helping a young woman graduate with children and family, helped her earn her degree, it was at that moment that he realized that that's where he received his passion for helping others succeed. And that's what he's going to do today, is share some really good information that's going to help us learn how to succeed. So without further ado, please help me welcome my guest, Calvay. Calvay, how you doing, my man?
Hey, what's going on, brother? I'm grateful to be here and very excited about sharing this information.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely glad you could definitely take time out of your busy schedule to make it happen. Now, you know, before we really, you know, start to dive deep, what, you know, tell us, who is Calvay?
Man, Calvay, you know, it's funny because Calvay is a symbol that I never actually saw growing up. It was actually a name I didn't even like. Like, Calvay is my middle name, and I didn't like it because it sounded like something, to me, I make a joke, like it sounded like something you would get at Starbucks. Like, it's not a coffee, it's not a cappuccino, like it's a Calvay. Like, can I get a big Calvay, please? So I didn't like it.
You got to put that cream in it. You got to put that cream in there.
I never liked it growing up. And I never, you know, told anybody my middle name. So, you know, starting out, I was just this musician. That's all I saw for myself, as you had mentioned in the intro, by the name of Artistic. And it wasn't until I moved to Austin living with this band, and I was still doing the musician thing on the side, that they found out my middle name. And they were like, man, you got to go by Calvay. And I was like, huh, and, you know, kind of let it swirl around for a little bit. And then, yeah, made the change. It kind of changed career paths as far as being more of a transformation coach in the process.
Okay, awesome, awesome. I appreciate sharing that with us. And, you know, in your bio, you know, you refer to yourself as an inspiration engineer, which, you know, quite honestly, I find very creative, right? And it's attention grabbing, right? Inspiration engineer. You just don't hear that every day, right? So what is inspiration engineer? And, you know, what does that mean? You know, how are you defining that role that you've, you know, identified yourself with?
That's a great question. So as an audio engineer, you know, I do my own audio engineering for the music and things like that. And as an engineer, you have to piece everything together. You have to put certain effects on and do certain what's called EQing and all these different stylistic mm-hmm. things in order to make a song sound like a song. Well, when people say, oh, he's a motivational coach or he's a motivational speaker, it's much more than just providing motivation, inspiration, and maybe something that's a little bit woo-woo. In order to take your life to the next level, anyone for that matter, they have to be able to execute. So I teach off of a principle, or I teach the principles of success and strategy tied in with creative arts. Tied in with inspiration, and that's how we get the inspiration engineer, bringing everything to the forefront so that somebody can actually go from point A to point B.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's hot. That's hot. And so, you know, when you talk about teaching these strategies, you know, in what capacity are you doing that? Are you, you know, there's a lot of people out there that teach, you know, different things, whether it's real estate or, you know, whatever, and they have actual classes. I mean, is this something that you're doing formally in classes? I mean, how are you getting this information out to people so that they can, you know, really, you know, be inspired to live a, you know, a more fulfilling life?
Absolutely. So we go one-to-one. Our philosophy is reach one, teach one. And as we build out the different frameworks for our school, right now we are in the process of building out our school and building out one of our classes. But reach one, teach one is very simple. It's taking somebody under your wing, almost like a Big Brothers type of program, and actually teaching them the philosophy in order to reach their goal of success. So for our first student who you might have read about, Alex Campbell, he came to us with a problem saying, hey, I want to reach six figures at Zillow. He worked at Zillow selling real estate products and services to help realtors. And I said, okay, you know, let's see if I can help you do that. So we went through a process to make sure he was a right fit for me and I was a right fit for him. And once we defined that the fit was there, then we start teaching the framework of what I've learned over a 17-year process, working in corporations, things I've experienced out, as you said, hustling, out on the corner selling CDs, going up to someone as cold as can be and saying, hey, do you listen to hip-hop, and selling 30 CDs in a four-hour block, all these different mm-hmm. These tools and skills that we've acquired is how we teach that. So if someone wants to reach out to me and connect, you know, they can feel free to do so. And we do so in a one-on-one environment.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, at the end of the segments, I'm definitely going to give you a chance to share, you know, your contact information, because we most definitely want our listeners to reach out to you so that they can learn more about some of these, you know, the processes that you have in place and what you're all about. Now, is a part of this, you know, I guess, lifestyle coaching, or is it just a different way to look at how we interact? You know, break it down for us. You know, what is really involved in this process, and you know, who are you catering to? I guess is a question as well.
Sure. So there's two different types of students that we see on a regular basis. Which one student is solely focused on, as you discussed on the program, the relationship acquisition piece, which is solely a sales framework or a sales training that takes out the process of selling. A lot of people have a very negative connotation when it comes to selling themselves or selling products, selling services. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. one style of student. We're currently working with a student right now who is a actual hip-hop MC. I actually met him at church, and he solely wants to focus on taking his career to the next level. So his framework is a little bit different. I believe it is a firm philosophy of mine that every person, in order to sell themselves, we're all selling ourselves, whether it's in an interview, whether it's to our kids, to our spouses, whatever. We all have ideas that we want others to implement. So every human needs to have some sort of understanding and framework of what we teach, which is relationship acquisition. But for his framework specifically, we have to dive into mindset, which is the first part of his curriculum, then transitioning into public speaking, because before you can master the art of asking questions and the art of selling, one needs to have the skill of being a great orator or a great public speaker. So it'll go from mindset into public speaking, from public speaking into relationship acquisition, and then actually branding and marketing. So that is the framework for that particular student. So it totally depends on the training that the person has or the mentee has coming to the table. But it's designed for anyone that wants, they have a vision, they have a dream, and they don't know how to cross that bridge or cross that threshold into reaching that dream. That's who our programs are designed for.
Wow, man, that's really awesome. Well, first of all, it sounds like there's a lot of great content involved in this process. And so what we're going to do really quickly is let's go ahead and roll into our first break, right? Before we do, share with our listeners, Kaveh, how they can get a hold of you, because I know after hearing today's episode, they're really going to want to get things in order and help them with some of those goals that they have in mind. So how can you be reached, my man?
Absolutely. They can reach me on any and all platforms pretty much out there. I'm on Twitter at Kaveh, C-A-U-V-E-E. If you want to learn more about our school in particular, you can go to kavehcreative.com. Reach out to me on LinkedIn, Facebook. I have all social media platforms, so feel free to reach out. Whatever platforms you're on, I'm there, so definitely reach out to me.
Awesome. Definitely appreciate that. So you heard it here, listeners. Reach out to Kaveh, and we will be right back here in a couple of moments. All right, and we are back. Thank you for tuning in to Everything Cha-Ching. I am your host, Jamin Armstead, and today I am speaking with my special guest, Kaveh. Kaveh is lifestyle coach. He's talking to us today about relationship acquisition. In our first segment, if you missed it, he's really talking about, you know, selling ourselves, right? And Kaveh, really quickly, just go through, you said mindset, public speaking. What are some of the other platforms that you provide in your process?
Yeah, so our we call it the Big Four. It's like your prerequisites of college for those that have gone the college route, right? We believe that in order to grow into your better self, the first level of understanding oneself is to really go through a mindset training and to really start to believe in oneself. And we have a mindset curriculum to get that person in the right frame of mind to accomplish their goals. As I was mentioning with our current student right now, this is not the framework for every single student, but if somebody started from ground zero and they haven't had any training and they're just trying to figure out, how do I get to accomplish my dream, this is the framework that we would put them in. So from mindset, we would want to then learn and master the art of public speaking. So something I didn't mention earlier on the first half of the show is that 75% men and women are afraid of public speaking, guys. 75%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if 75% mm-hmm. of people are scared of public speaking and you master that trade, you're 75% ahead of the marketplace, right? So in order to be a great salesperson, which is the relationship acquisition piece, mastering the art of asking questions at the right time, then we want to make sure they have that prereq before it, which is the art of public speaking and being a great orator. And so for our current student, he really wants to take his music brand to the next level, and he needs to learn about branding and photography and design and all these things within marketing. So his framework goes mindset to public speaking to relationship acquisition to marketing, branding, and design.
Man, that's awesome. That is awesome. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I really wanted to have you on this show, because typically, you know, I discuss topics within the financial services industry, but I think having topics and discussions on motivation, on building your skill set, building your brand, right, really helps, you know, internally from a personal perspective or maybe a branding perspective, build that confidence, right? But from a monetary perspective, can really help transition into a lot of great opportunity, right? And so just kind of speak on, you know, with the Reach One, Teach One, which I love that, by the way. You know, at the end of the day, when you see a student come to you or you, you know, have infused your knowledge into this person, what is your end goal? What would you like for them to be able to take this information and be able to do with it?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think it depends on the student themselves and what their goals mm-hmm. are. At the end of the day, for me, it's all about making sure that they can take the principles and the philosophies that we teach and implement them tomorrow and be able to execute immediately. It's not going to happen overnight, but if they're hungry and they're driven to succeed, you will start to see that person make changes in the way they speak, in the way they communicate, in the way that they handle themselves, which shows signs that those seeds that are planted in their mind are actually beginning to produce fruit. And at the end of the day, we want to make sure whatever goal that they have that's defined, you know, by that student or what they see in that vision, that they're able to reach that goal. And that is, for me, brings me the biggest joy and pleasure, is when we can help them to reach the goal that they envision.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. That is awesome. Awesome. Definitely love to hear that. And, you know, you had mentioned a little earlier, you know, talking about, you know, one, the mindset, right? And then that crazy statistic about how many, you know, people, statistically men and women, have a fear on some level of public speaking. So when it comes to sales, and as you mentioned in the first segment, sales doesn't have to be, you know, me trying to sell a mutual fund. It can be, you know, someone on a job interview or, you know, you trying to convince someone to fund a business venture. Kind of speak to what your philosophy is on sales without actually selling.
Absolutely. So a lot of people, you'll notice, there's an interesting story with a girl that I work with at this corporation selling telecommunications. And it was really funny because she had a goal of doing a mural. She had never done an actual art, like artsy mural before, painting that mural. And the manager there, he had asked her, when he found out she did her art, he said, we would love to have a mural here at our office. Would you make that happen? Now, on a sidebar, what was really interesting, I said, you know, hey, and I won't mention her name just in case she's listening to the show. We'll call her Teresa for now. I said, hey, Teresa, would you like me to help you manage that deal? And then, you know, I'll take like 5%. Like, I'm not doing it for the money. I want to help you get this mural closed. And she made this face with her, like, mouth snarled and, like, ugh, like, sales. Like, I don't want to sell my art. And it made me laugh from the standpoint of this is how people see sales. So, you know, if we rewind the tape, here she and I, we both are selling products, these telecommunication products that we don't really truly, we're not passionate about. And that's all well and good to be on the phone selling something we don't care about. But when it comes to something mm-hmm. that we are passionate and we love to do, we're mm-hmm. we're sometimes hesitant to sell those kinds of things because of the connotation that sales has with it. So it's my philosophy that if you have something that's valuable, if you have something that provides you some results, that's what people want. People hate being sold, but they love to buy. And if you have something that helps someone get the results they're looking for, there shouldn't be any negative connotation to it. Because all we're doing is we're asking leading questions, or we're asking the right questions, I like to put it, in a way to make sure we understand what it is that they need and that we're on the same page. And if we're on the same page and then we know that what we actually have can help them, there's no manipulation. It's, hey, would you like me to help you with your problem? And it's that simple. So a lot of people, I think in the corporations or in the traditional world, there's these principles that humans are just numbers. It's just a numbers game, that you don't really care about the transaction. Just do whatever you need to do to get the transaction. And in some of these old school methodologies as to why people feel so negative about it. So I do understand it. But what we have to do is we have to really look at what it is. And what it is just bringing, if someone has a problem, we're solving that problem, solving that pain by providing a product or a service that is valuable to help them get the results that they are looking to achieve. And it's just that simple.
Kaveh, I love it. I love it, man. You hit on a few really good points there. And, you know, you're absolutely correct. I won't mention, you know, one of the firms I used to, by name, but I used to work for, you know, a leading financial institution, right? And so we would go out in the neighborhood, basically go door to door, and, you know, it was this structured dialogue, right? And it really wasn't based on a relationship because there was nothing there, right? I'm knocking on a door of someone that I've never met before. So how do you take, which for a lot of people would be very nerve-wracking, right? Because sales isn't for everyone. So in situations like that where maybe it's not door-to-door, right, but a situation where there is a sale one way or the other, but it's a cold sale. It's a cold contact, if you will. How do you implement some of the things that you teach in a situation like that?
Well, that's a great question, David. So I want to first challenge you on one thought that you just said, that everyone can't do sales, right? I believe that everybody already does sales in one way or another. As mentioned earlier in the call before I addressed that question, everybody, for the most part, has sat in a job interview before. And that is sales, right? And that is also a cold sale because you don't know the person who is actually interviewing you, right? And you've got to turn it on and be able to try to sell yourself. So I believe in my heart of hearts, we all have the ability to learn a phenomenal framework or learn a great framework and be able to implement it. Where it gets a little bit diluted or where it gets a little bit off course is when we start trying to use scripts that don't, you know, they don't embed into our heart. And that's kind of what you're talking about, is like going up to someone cold and you got to use this pre-scripted layout, verbiage. See, I'm not with all that. I've never done scripts.
Yes.
Now, what I have done, and let's separate it a little bit. One thing that I used to do when I would go join a new corporation is I would say, who's all your top performers? And they would point them out. It would be, you know, X, Y, and Z, human. And I'd say, okay, sit me with that person. That's who I'm going to shadow with. And they would say, well, no, we want you to sit over here with this person. I say, no, I'm going to learn from that person there. They're your top performers. So what I would do is I would pick apart the strategy of what they say, not the exact word-for-word verbiage. The word-for-word verbiage is irrelevant. What is the point that they're trying to get across, or what is the question to open up the dialogue? So by asking questions, open-ended questions, which a lot of you have heard, which do work, by asking and having a dialogue and just creating a relationship, just creating a friend, that dialogue will be able to blossom. But if we try to put it into a robotic format that isn't natural to us, and it's not natural to how we speak, it's not going to work. So what we want to do is we don't want to overthink it. If you meet somebody at the coffee shop, how would you open the dialogue? If you meet somebody on the street, or maybe you're getting a service, or, you know, you're out and about, you're talking to a waiter or a waitress, whatever it is, how would you open up dialogue with that person? How would you communicate? And just keep it very simple and very basic.
That's a great point. That's a really great point. And, I mean, you're absolutely correct. In my earlier comment, you know, it wasn't meant to say that not everyone can sell, but, you know, we all have our different strengths and weaknesses, and, you know, a lot of people aren't comfortable with it. You know, for those that aren't comfortable with it, they do other things. But I think that what you're driving home is absolutely true, just organically in transactions that we do every day, whether they're monetarily, you know, transactions or just interactions, there's a sale. There's a sale every day. Is that basically what you're getting at?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we're talking to, I don't have children, but I have babysat many times, and when you're trying to get little kids to do something, you got to sell them on ideas. I know there's a lot of parents on the show that are listening. Or like I said, it's that spouse, and hey, I want to go have dinner here at this location, or I want to go do XYZ. It's all sales. It's all selling an idea. At the end of the day, you're trying to get someone to align with what you want in order to make you happy. That is what sales is. That is the basis of it, right? Now, going further, as far as, like I said, selling products and services, it's a little different because we want to make sure there's an actual value proposition there. You don't want to sell something that's not a good fit for someone. But at the same time, it's all sales-based. It's all the same thing, probing, asking questions, make sure you understand, and then presenting an idea or presenting a solution. So we want to keep it very simple, keep it very basic. I would say if it's something, if someone says, hey, I'm an extrovert, that's not what I do, or, you know, that's not what I'm comfortable with, I would challenge them to say, same thing with the people that don't enjoy public speaking. It's not of service to that person to just go back to their comfort zone and say, well, I'm not good at that, so I'm not going to do that. I would say there's always ways to become more comfortable with those types of opportunities and to challenge ourselves outside our comfort zone to go and explore those areas where it makes us a little bit uncomfortable.
Absolutely. You know, and a lot, you know, so much positivity can come out of a situation that we put ourselves in where we've challenged, right, our bandwidth, we've challenged our comfort in a certain area. And a lot of times when we challenge ourselves, we absolutely can surprise ourselves to the amount of success that can be achieved. And so, Kaveh, we're going to transition into our second break. But before we do, please share with the listeners, how can they reach out to you? I know they're going to want to pick your brain. I know they're going to have you share some of this information with them, you know, in a little bit more detail, a lot more detail. So how can you be reached, my man?
Yeah, you can reach me at Kaveh.com, Kaveh.com. Feel free to reach out to me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm everywhere and anywhere, Instagram, however it serves you best, I'm there. So I look forward to reaching out and connecting with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely appreciate that. All right. So keep it right here, and we will be right back after these few minutes here. All right. And we are back. I want to thank you once again for tuning in to Everything Cha-Ching. I am your host, Damon Armstead, here with my special guest today, Kaveh. Kaveh is talking to us today about relationship acquisition, implementing, being able to implement, right, the skills of utilizing the opportunity of selling, right, in a more natural way. And so, Kaveh, let me ask you this. What strategies, you know, do you share? What strategies should we focus on when it comes to the way we present ourselves at that moment where, again, I don't want to say a sale, but we'll use an interview, right? You know, what sort of strategies are you teaching, you know, within that process?
So we teach a framework that is proprietary to us called Three Layers Deep. And it's all about, there's a really good book that your listeners may want to grab by a guy named Simon Sinek that says Start With Why. And basically what the premise of that book and what he's saying is that majority of humans know the what and the how. They know what they want to do. They know how, or they have some kind of idea of how they want to do it, but they don't know the why. And so when we get down to the why, and we can ask in our framework the why to the why to the why, you can really get the meat of what's really going on there, what's really happening, what's really in pain. A lot of people don't like to ask the tougher questions, because, again, it's one of those where it's like, I'm kind of out of my comfort zone. But when we can actually ask the tough questions, we can get a really solid idea as to what's really going on and be able to know where to go with the next leading question. So a lot of people focus on, and you may have heard the framework, well, those that get the sales are the ones that can ask for the sale. And that's part of it. Yeah, like you got to be able to ask for the business, right? At some point in time, we've got to say, like, do you want this service, or my preference is actually asking an option-based question. Like, okay, so based on what I understand, I'll do a recap. You know, this is your situation. Am I correct? Yes, you are. Okay, awesome. Well, we can go ahead and get started. I can start you on Monday or Wednesday. Which ones are going to be better for you? Or I can start you with a Visa card or a check. Which one's better for you, right? So it gives them an option. That's as far as a closing statement or a closing question. However, the closing question, asking for the sale, is only, in my opinion, about 8 to 12% of that person being able to close that sale. Why? Is because the discovery process leading up to that question is where the meat is. It's the entree of the meal, not the appetizer. It's like you want to really make sure you get all the information, and you lead into a transition, a very smooth flow as to is this the right buy for them. And I think by asking a lot of the questions, the why and the how, questions will uncover for you, the person who is doing the quote-unquote selling, to know whether what you have is a good fit or not. So one thing that I do with our students is I always teach them, I want you to ask questions to them as if you are them. And what do I mean by that? You want to be in that person's shoe. You want to be in that person's mindset with their fears, with their level of what you think their understanding is of the product, you want to be in their mind the best that you can and ask questions. It's like playing a game of chess to get a checkmate, and the questions are your pieces that you're moving. You want to ask questions strategically to position your pieces to be able to uncover things that you think that they will be, I guess, harboring on the inside that they may not be so open to sharing. And it may be a little hard to go over an example without having an actual example. But usually everybody can answer, like, hey, where are you from? Like, really basic, simple questions, right? Why did you do, why are you in the service that you are in?
Right.
Why do you have products that you're in, right? People can answer that. That's surface-level questions. Once you start getting deep into, like, the three layers deep philosophy, we're talking about, okay, why did you get in business? Well, I got in business because of, X, Y, Z. Okay, great. So what is this going to do for you by you having the product that I offer? Or the service that I offer, what is that going to do for you, right? They're going to answer the question with whatever they see. That's still surface. That's still a surface answer. Oh, well, I wanted this because I want to spend more time with my kids, okay? Or
okay.
I wanted this because I want this vehicle or this house, this opportunity. That is a surface, right? That's another surface answer. Well, why is it important to have more time with your kids? Or why is it important to have that house? Why is it important to have that car? Or whatever the goal is for them. With what your product is going to be able to bring value to them, we want to get to the undercovering why so that everybody's on the same page and we can move forward if it's a good fit. Does that kind of make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. And, you know, what you're saying definitely translates into my world because obviously when I'm, when I'm having a conversation with a prospect, let's just say, someone that's not a client, you know, the meat of that conversation is so important because sitting on my side of the desk, right, I take basically what they are sharing with me and I kind of spin it around and basically hold up a mirror. It's like, this is what you told me. This is what you see. Doesn't this make sense, whatever this end product is? And so it sounds like, verbally speaking, you're having this conversation, you're asking questions, but really you're going to transition it into a dialogue where at the end of the day, you're not overtly asking for the sale, but through the dialogue, how can they not take whatever it is that you're offering? Is that what I'm understanding? Because that's
absolutely. And by asking questions with no, I always tell people, like, don't have an agenda, right? If you have an agenda, it's almost you're prescripting yourself because you have an agenda. Let the conversation naturally flow, and if it naturally flows with the right questions, then it'll feel right. When's the right time to ask? Or it's not a good fit at all. Just by asking organic, natural questions to lead them down the path of best opportunity. But at the bare bones minimum, what I teach is that it has to be a win-win situation or a win-win-win if you work for a corporation, right? There needs to be they need to feel, right? They need to feel that you have their best interest at heart and your best interest will be at heart if there is no set agenda with the question that you're asking. You're asking questions, obviously, yes, to get to a sale. But if it's not genuine, it doesn't come from a genuine place, or it's not transparent enough, they'll feel that. And they'll just think, like, you're just trying to sell them something. But when you're asking questions from a place of real true understanding, really wanting to make sure that you understand their needs, make sure you understand their pain, mm-hmm. make sure you understand their problems, mm-hmm. and then you present from that side of the table, I have never had ever where a prospective client felt like they were being pushed or any of that nature, because it's all from love and it's all from a genuine aspect.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And, you know, one thing that comes to my mind is, you know, nowadays you hear the word networking so much more than you did in the past. And networking, you know, I got to go network. What role to you does networking play in this whole relationship, diagram, if you will? What role does networking play? And is networking really a key to success, using, you know, however you define success, as it relates to relationship acquisition?
Absolutely. So for some of you listeners, you guys are going to want to grab your pen and paper, write this down, because this is serious. So as they say,
get it ready.
You may have heard, your network is your net worth. I repeat, your network is your net worth. It is so important. It's so important to not only just relationship acquisition and you know, creating profits for yourself and things like that, but it's so important as to just being a giver, being a person that, as they say, you give and you get, right? And that is the way it works. So if, mm-hmm. by mm-hmm. being by providing value to people, not just in your business, but providing value, you see that value come back. Now, what happens in the business world for a lot of people is there's a lot of circles that, you know, someone wants to get into that circle. And so what I've had happen to me many times over, I can't even tell you how many times, is someone, I'll go on like LinkedIn, and LinkedIn tells you who your friends are connected to. And so, you know, if I need an introduction to someone, I'll reach out to one of my friends or somebody in my network and say, hey, can you make an intro to me to that person? So having an extensive network is like hands down. Like that is a must. That is a must in order to generate more customers. That is a must in order to have more opportunity and just keep, as they say, using very corporate jargon, but to keep your pipeline full. That is an absolute must.
Perfect. I definitely appreciate it. And I love what you just said. Your network is your net worth. I'll say it a third time, man, so to make sure they write that down, because that is definitely hot. I love it, and so true. And so when you just look at, again, we've been talking a lot about building relationships and, you know, having that dialogue and really trying to get down to the meat, right, of the whatever need this person, this prospect has that you're wanting to identify and try and satisfy for them. What is the difference to you in the definition between sales and relationship acquisition? Or is there a difference?
To me, I think there is a difference in the way it can be executed, not in the way of just person-to-person contact. And here's what I mean. And I think this example will make a little bit better sense with what I was explaining earlier, going why to the why. So if you go out to a networking event and the sole purpose is for people to connect and get to know one another, and you're passing out your business cards and you're connecting with people and you're doing the whole thing, getting their business cards and all that jazz, if you move into right then and there, hey, this is a service that I offer, this is the product that I offer, why don't you explore buying from me? It's going to rub people the wrong way. It's the wrong time to go through that, right? So in order to get to that point, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to get to that point with that person. There is a time and a place, and you've heard me say, and I'll say it again, sales is all about asking the right questions at the right time. So by building relationships and having organic dialogue, by asking certain questions within your business, you'll be able to know whether that person is a prospective client in the future or not, just by asking them a question that is tailored to business without it being tailored specifically to your business. So, for example, using you, Jamin, for example here, as our so people understand, if you're having out and you're talking to people and you just say, hey, I'm curious, like, have you ever read the book? Me and you had talked about this in the past, but I'm a big believer of, like, reading books and that type of jazz. So you talked to them about Money Master the Game with Tony Robbins. That's a very simple thing
exactly.
to understand if they even study, not maybe necessarily his book, but any books in your industry, to say, like, is this a person that I can even have a conversation about wealth dialogue, right? And so there's many ways. I don't want to specifically focus on the tactic, because I don't want to limit our listeners to what the question is. There's not a golden question. It's not this golden thing. It's what question can you ask just to open up the dialogue, as to, is this someone that we can further discuss their financial management needs or their wealth management needs or whatever the service that you provide? What question is it to have a dialogue about what you do without specifically talking about what you do? That is a way to just keep it open and keep it free flow. And then by doing that, again, building that relationship and providing value to that person, whether that be through a blog, whether that be through just conversation, whether that be, you know, there's a lot of ways that we can provide value. But by building that relationship again organically, the time will come or it will manifest itself when you can have more of that deliberate or that targeted conversation specifically about your service. And that's all by just letting things organically free flow into an opportunity from relationship to quote-unquote sales.
Right, right. No, I couldn't agree with you more. You know what? I mean, it's so key, you know, asking the right questions at the right time. And you know what? It's amazing talking about what I do without talking about what I do. I mean, that is, to me, that just lets me know, if it was me, right, that I had the perfect conversation, because I was able to educate, I was able to promote, right, without being salesy, right? And so essentially, if I'm understanding correctly, this is what that relationship acquisition is all about, correct?
Correct, correct. Most people, and what you'll find, which is really interesting, and I want everybody to start observing this on a regular basis, right? When you meet somebody for the first time, normally what happens is that person is sharing what they're passionate about. Whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
like I said, if it's their family mm-hmm. or if it's their kids or if their hobbies, they're sharing what they're passionate about. And you're usually sharing what you're passionate about. And by you sharing, and everybody's just, like I said, sharing, there is no sales going on. But there could come a time where you could ask a question about what is in your industry or what you provide, just to see if that person is a prospective client down the road. And if they are, then you're just going to nurture, as they say, that relationship or continue building a great relationship with that person to continue to figure out what their needs are, what their problems are, what their pains are, and how you can be a solution for those problems and those pains.
Yeah, and you know what? And what I love about what you're bringing to us today is that it's not just about an actual transaction. It's not about solely, you know, within the financial services industry. And that's why I wanted to bring you on, is because we have, you know, so many listeners out there that might be on the verge of, you know, wanting to become an entrepreneur, right? We have some listeners out there that might have some interviews coming up today. You might want to convince a loved one to, you know, make a certain change within the household. And so I just feel as though with this information that you shared with us, Kaveh, that it can be applicable, or it is applicable, to pretty much any situation out there where you're going to be in a situation where you're convincing someone. Is that accurate?
It is very accurate. And one of the things that what we want to do, guys and gals, is we want to really get to a place of effective listening. And there's a saying that I like. It says we have two ears and one mouth. That's the ratio in which we should listen, right? 2-1. We should always be listening more than we're doing all the speaking. And by listening and really being like in that person's shoe, you'll know when the right time is to sell, quote unquote, your service. But focus on the relationship, focus on providing that value, and it'll be very easy by nature.
That's awesome, man. That is so awesome, Kaveh. Listen, I definitely appreciate you sharing this information. Before we close out today's show, please again share with the listeners how you can be reached. I know there's a lot of listeners out there that are definitely going to take what you share with us today and apply it in their own situation. So how can you be reached? How can they learn more about you and what you do and the services that you provide, my man?
Yeah, you guys can connect with me at Cauvee.com. That's Cauvee.com. Reach out to me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I've pretty much got it all out there. Happy to connect and looking forward to serving and helping you grow. So definitely reach out.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate it. Listen, I love having conversations like this because it is such a universal conversation. You know, this has so many different uses. I appreciate you sharing your knowledge, dropping these what you call nugget bombs, right? Because I definitely am going to take it and use, you know, some of these in my practice as well. So, Cauvee, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show and share this with us and the listeners, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, yeah, well, I appreciate being on, and I'm excited to help people become better relationship acquirers. Absolutely.
All right, man. Definitely appreciate it. And I want to thank you, the listeners, for tuning in today to Everything Cha-Ching. Again, I'm your humble host, Jamin Armstead, and I can't wait till next week. Until then, you guys take care and be safe. Just living through a misery and habits, your brain waves, your brain replays what it seemed visually, now you mentally can start up, you get harder, but it's not the way that you was even brought up. Mother used to tell you go to school and get good grades, but the hood stays, remains, it pumps in your veins, and the pain of the blood of what it pains till it's get adrenaline to kill a man with no restraint. And every boy, every son needs his father. When he's missing him, it burns inside like hot lava. Now this is the world on the axis of a cycle that was over us, kind of like the Eiffel. Niggas resort to carrying a rifle, blasting this time for change. This is where I pick up.